Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. Time, first of all, to meet our friends from Santa's Black Country Toy Appeal, otherwise Chief Elf and... probably Deputy Chief Elf, Eileen Fielding and Trevor Fielding. A very warm welcome to tonight's Friday Night Clive. I cannot not call you Chief Elf now.
And he's conscripted Deputy
Elf. Oh, let's give you your right microphone. There we go.
Yeah, he's conscripted Deputy Elf, aren't you, dear?
Yes. Welcome to Friday Night Clive. Now, it's probably about 9 or 10 months since you were on Friday Night Clive, but of course, you joined me on Drive Time back in September on the day that you launched this year's Santa's Black Country Toy Appeal. Now, if you're sitting at home or wherever and you're listening to me and you've got a device in front of you, i.e. a phone, computer, tablet, whatever, head onto the internet now and go to a website, bc-santa.co.uk. I mean, I have this bookmarked on the screens in here. But go to bc-santa.co.uk, then you'll have half a clue what we're talking about. Now, for people who are familiar with your work, they'll know you from Operation Santa, but the charity's undergone some rebranding and such like. So tell me why you did that.
Right. Operation Santa, as you know, we've run in Dudley Borough for over 20 years, and that was run under the banner of Dudley CVS. Due to the way that Dudley CVS operates, they are limited to the Dudley Borough itself, and they're not allowed to operate outside of that geographical area. So when they decided that it was time to actually float the enterprise off, mm-hmm. As they do with a lot of different things, that's what CVS does. They create these organisations and then they float them off as independent. The elves decided that they were going to take it over and run it themselves. And because of the amount of pressure put on us over the years to expand into a wider geographical area, we decided that we would rebrand the whole operation mm-hmm. and go Black Countrywide, which has been a major undertaking.
So this is beyond Dudley Borough now. Yes. So we're going to the wider Black Country province, which is Wolverhampton, Walsall and Sandwell.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So you launched this year. This year's appeal, then, is very clearly going to be a lot bigger than previous years.
Yeah, considerably bigger. We normally spend about 2 to 2.5 months on Santa each year. But since we launched in September, it's been non-stop. Absolutely non-stop. I've had to park a lot of my own day job, as it were, because this seems to be taking over our lives at the moment.
Yeah. But that can only be a good thing, you know, as long as it's not to the detriment that from your professional time, sort of thing. So you've now got a permanent venue, haven't you, in Briley Hill? You've actually got a base to work from.
Right. It's not permanent as such. We've got it until the 20th of January.
Right. Okay.
Next year, but that's one of the things that we are sort of looking for at the moment is a more permanent venue. To allow us to operate throughout the year, because although the core objectives is to supply Christmas presents for kids, we can do so much more. I mean, we've been offered literally Easter eggs in the thousands.
Right.
But we can't take up these offers at the moment, purely and simply because if we had an article already turned up tomorrow with 5,000 Easter eggs on it, we've got nowhere to put it.
No, and of course, it's food. It's got to be kept in a temperature-controlled environment, really.
We wouldn't actually hold on to it for more than a week or so.
No, that's true.
We'd get it out to people, but we've nowhere to operate from on that scale at the moment.
Okay, so you've got some kind of a base from which to work, which is a good thing. Yeah. Tell me then what you're looking to achieve this year. You touched on you want to get Christmas gifts out to children. Expand on that for me.
Right. Well, As you know, each year we try and get gifts, toiletries. We do a small amount of clothing out to as many children in the area as we possibly can. I think last year we achieved just over 6,300 main gifts, but I think our total sort of our total count of items was just over 39,000 items. But to put that into context, we count everything, so everything from
can of beans.
Literally every single item gets counted. But this year, that there's 104,000 children within the Black Country geographical area that are in need of some assistance. So then, when you start to say that last year we looked after 6,300.
Well, that's like taking a cup of water out of the ocean and expecting the level to drop.
Exactly.
So, Eileen, you've got this quantity of children and young people that are in need. Mm. What kind of things are they in need of and where you come in?
Well, Christmas presents, Christmas gifts, but we also collect toiletries, we collect pyjamas, anything a 0 to 16-year-old could possibly want. We've got all sorts of things, haven't we? I mean, different age groups that we have. We have stuff for babies. We don't get a lot for under 12 months, do we?
No,
and we sort of struggle from age 8 upwards. We get a lot of stuff for sort of about 3-year-olds to about 7 or 8-year-olds. We struggle for over 7s. Teenagers, older kids, we get not a lot for. And we get very little for under 12 months as well. So it's basically anything. But we do have runs out of stuff, don't we, now and again? We have a panic station.
So you're looking for toys, games, selection boxes, toiletries, pyjamas, personal hygiene products, anything like that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything I've missed out of that?
School stationery.
Yes.
Backpacks, clothing. And we've got a wish list on our website. People have a nosy after they can download it.
Now, these items have to be new, don't they? They can't be second use. Why do they have to be new?
Health and safety reasons, especially with COVID and everything. We prefer something that's sealed and new. The other thing is we do find that people are reluctant to take pre-loved items because we don't go direct to families. We work through third parties like social workers, schools, and they're reluctant to take pre-loved items, aren't they?
Mm. So that's fine, but yours have to be new. And I must admit, that hasn't changed. That's always been new. And another thing is that you like these donations unwrapped.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Couple of reasons. We like to give out the present with a roll of paper so that the parent can wrap them a present, the child's own presents. It gives the child a bit of dignity, a bit of ownership. But also we've had incidents in the past where the child's had an inappropriate present that's caused all sorts of mental trauma. So we're really, really careful. The social workers make suggestions to schools and we always send with a roll of paper so the parent can wrap it themselves. It gives the parent a bit of, you know, they're wrapping the present, the child need never know that they weren't going to get a present otherwise. That's how we look at it, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so if I was a parent with two children, can I write in to you and ask for consideration for something?
No, we have quite a stringent referral process we've used for years. And what we basically, any not-for-profit can refer to us. So it's a school, social worker, children's centre, voluntary community, faith sector group, a sports club. The criteria is the children or the parents should be struggling. And then they assess the family's circumstances. We're not responsible. We just, try and find a present, which is no mean feat. But we're not responsible for screening people then. And we get people asking every year the same question. And every year we say, we can't help you, you've got to go through a referrer. And it's just easier for us. We have done emergency stuff in the past, usually through a referral of somebody we know who we've worked with. So, look, I've got this family. It's last minute. They've been burgled. They've had a house fire and we'll respond to it. But normally it's got to go through a third-party referral. Like I say, like somebody not-for-profit, a social worker, whoever. And we're not responsible for screening the families then, which takes a layer of responsibility off us.
We're talking children's clubs, youth clubs, that sort of things. And as you say, faith groups and schools and such like.
Yep.
Okay. you need drop-off points, don't you? Because if we've got these donations, a lot of shops now are starting to get Christmas stuff in. I think they probably were right far back as August, but let's not go there on that one. But, I mean, these shops are starting to get items in where you get two for ones or you get one at half price, you know, or whatever these items are. So this is a good way of actually, you know, getting something quite inexpensively. Are there any guidelines that you would offer people as to how much they should be spending?
That's their personal choice.
Is that their personal choice?
The average main present is between £10 to £20 in value.
Yeah, but between £10 and £20, if it's between, Clive, it's the old thing, if it's size matters. So a kid getting...
I'm not going to probe on that any further, Deputy Chief Elf.
A child getting up on Christmas morning, if it's a big box, it might have only cost £5 or £10, but they see that big present wrapped up under the Christmas tree or in front of the fire or whatever, and they just for that few minutes they're on top of the world. I can go out to Maryhill and I can buy a Lego set that's sort of 3 inches by 4 inches, and it'll be the latest Lego thing, and it'll be £30, but it's not much bigger than a matchbox. Nobody wants to see that at Christmas. The child wants to see a nice big box.
Now, on your social media, there are some photographs of your grotto from last year, which was in our performance studio, and it, you know, it did look really, really good. But that gives you an idea of the size and you know, and scope and concept really of the items that you need. So, you've got how many drop off points? Let's break this down. How many drop off points have you got in Dudley Borough?
18. Now I've got 2-3 new ones this week.
Right. Can you quote me off the top of your head where they are?
Right. So we've got the Jeff Hill electrical store at Amblecote. We've got Black Country Christmas light displays on Rookery Avenue in Briley Hill, Briley Hill Market, Cradley Community Centre, Black Country Shop and Duncan Ebbers Museum in Dudley, Sledmere Community Centre in Dudley, Halesow in Bid in the town centre, Little Griddle on the industrial estate behind Macro, Coonswood Sports and Social Club, Blaze Hare in Kings Winford, the Cottage Pub in Kings Winford, Metro Bank Maryhill, Black Country Hub at Maryhill, the Customer Services Desk at Maryhill.
Brilliant.
Works in Starbridge, the Cornish Pasty Box in Starbridge, Yorkshire Building Society, Starbridge High Street, and Wallheath Convenience Store. So we've actually got 18 in the borough.
Right. And outside Dudley Borough, what drop-off points have you got there?
Samwell, we've got two. We've got Volks Magic in Albury, who is Lee Sutherland, Volks Magic Sansa Gangster, who I'm sure we're going to touch on later, not literally. GMS, New Contact Security Group, who are based in a riding school in Tiverdale, and they're trying to connect with lots of other people as well. They've been brilliant. We've got three in Walsall, Olivia's Closet, a lady called Natalie, and the Homestead Pub in Willenhall. In Wolverhampton, we've got a central collection point at Good Shepherd and Viva Hair and Beauty. So we're doing okay, and it's growing. And I think the thing is, it's taken us a long time to build the relationships we've got in Dudley Borough, so we now need to get those going.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy in Dudley because throughout the borough, because it, you know, it there's a legacy thing there, and I think that's good. But of course, you're actually getting that message across to people in Walsall, Wolverhampton and Sandwell. Now, on your website, as I was saying, bc-santa.co.uk, you go to the homepage and there's a drop-off points thing there where there's a map that comes up. And all the drop-off points are there. So what you need people to do is to buy these new gifts and take them to your drop-off points.
Yes, please.
What happens to them then?
We count and sort them. We get the lists in from the organisations. It's usually 20 children per referrer. All we collect is the age and gender of what they'd like. We don't collect any personal details at all. The elves pick the toys and gifts. We ring the person to come and collect them, send them off with a wrapping paper, and off it goes.
And it sounds really simple, but this is a major operation. How many volunteers have you got?
Eight and a couple of conscripts.
You hooked them in off the street.
Yes. No, we lived with my mother-in-law and we were in a bubble last year because of COVID. We conscripted my mother-in-law and Trevor's nephew to assist last year. So that's what I mean by the conscripts. And Trevor's sister had to come and help as well because we had to form a bubble because of last year. We had a bubble of elves. It sounds strange, doesn't it? But I was going to say, people haven't got time to go shopping, they give to our Just Giving page. It's pinned to our Facebook page. There's links on our website. If you haven't got time to go shopping, pop the money in and the elves will go and do shopping for you. I think, what's £130?
Yeah, I'm just looking. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would really like to. I mean, you've got a target of 5,000.
Yeah.
But you've had five people support and you're up to £130. So there's a long way to go. So you can find all that information, as I've said, on their website, bc-santa.co.uk, or as Eileen says, you'll find them on social media as well. Okay, so where in the Wolverhampton, Walsall and Sandwell areas are you looking to get new drop-off points?
We've got a central collection point in Wolverhampton, Good Shepherd, through somebody I know through the day job. And we've got one already popped up in Wolverhampton, haven't we, as well? We've got an ambassador for Wolverhampton and Walsall who lives in the area, a friend of Brett from Blair's Hair called Bevy's lovely, because she knows the area. She's trying to build relationships, and she's doing really well. She's found us 3 or 4 collection points already. Sandwell we're okay for. We've had conversations with the people who are collecting for us, and they're happy for us to collect and us to sort Sandwell from our hub, because it's only just over the border, isn't it? Walsall, we do need a central collection point, really.
Yes.
Walsall's one area we don't particularly know very well anyway, and that's where Bev, our ambassador, is out there treading the streets and leafleting and saying come and help us and all sorts of stuff. So,
I think really what we can say is, you know, if you've got a pub, a restaurant, a cafe, a takeaway, a shop that's your own business, and you fancy being a collection point, then if people get in touch with you via your website, then they can you'll send them posters and stuff so they can put it in their windows, and then it's very clear that it's a drop-off point. And they'll be added to your map, of course.
Exactly. They can email us, they can message us on Facebook, they can ring us. Any all means of communication, apart from carrier pigeon, we do, don't we?
I'm not averse to the odd carrier pigeon. Now, what's interesting here is Trev is sitting there with a book of raffle tickets in front of you. Tell me about the raffle tickets, Trev.
Right.
But this is a rather special part of it all.
It is. This is a raffle that's run by our partners at Santa's a Gangster, which is operated by Lee Southerton at Vault Magic. In previous, I think this is our fourth car now. We've sort of strayed a little bit away from the norm this time.
Mm-hmm.
In previous years, we've sort of done a more modern car.
Mm-hmm.
But for the first time, this draw is going to go over 2 years.
Okay.
First of all, the draw for this car, although we're selling tickets now, the draw for this car isn't going to take place till next Christmas. And the reason being is this is a full-on true classic car that is going to, well, that is in the process of receiving a complete nut-and-bolt restoration and will be worth, upon completion, around £20,000.
Gosh.
Is it an unusual model as well?
It is, don't ask me for the specifics. I'm not a Volkswagen person. So, for £5 for a ticket, you could potentially win a classic Volkswagen Beetle, which will be worth in the region of £20,000.
I mean, that is really, really super. Now, last year, you raffled off a Herbie, didn't you? We had to keep that secret till almost up until the time, but that was quite funny. And of course, if you've got a good memory and you were listening to Friday Night Live, we rang the winner up live on the radio, which I've never done before. We all fell about in hysterics because this chap had entered it. He didn't realise that he'd won. And of course, so this was all live on the radio, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he was
going
to give the car to his wife, and I made him go and give the phone to his wife and then tell her. So, you know, it was a really, really good thing for you to be doing, and to win a car for a £5 stake for a car that's worth around £20,000. Now, it's important to point out this is a roadworthy, road legal car.
Yes.
All the winner has to do is tax it, insure it, and then fuel it.
Yes.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Or sell it.
Yeah. No.
That's the other option. That'd be my option.
The car has been to a couple of shows wrapped in wrapping paper. So we went to V-Dubs in the Valley, the big show that Gary Potter's Santa Gangster run. The car was there wrapped. They were wrapping it in wrapping paper on the Saturday afternoon. Lee was there with his gaffer tape, and the whole team were furiously wrapping this car in wrapping paper,
yes,
weren't they?
Yeah.
I have photos somewhere, but yes, it was. Yeah. That was amazing, wasn't it?
It's interesting you mention wrapping paper. Now, normally you can't move in your place for wrapping paper, but you are desperately, desperately...
Short.
I have been mentioning this on Drive Time. Mm. You need wrapping paper, don't you? Tell me about that.
Well, every single present that goes out to a child, that's put a roll of wrapping paper with the parent can wrap them. And we've also got 2,000 grotto presents to wrap this year. We've done an estimate of what we're doing. with events and stuff, and we're going to need 2,000 grotto presents wrapping, and I think we've got about 40 rolls left.
Something like that.
And so if it's rather random and rather sort of mature, like we've got some lovely tartan stuff. I don't know if an average 3-year-old would want tartan wrapping paper. We're not sure about that one, so...
Yes.
I mean, it depends on your, if it depends on what your nationality, I suppose. But no, we need some wrapping paper. Desperately need wrapping paper.
Right. So that's another thing then. Mm-hmm. If you've got it, I mean, if you've got any spare wrapping paper at home, complete rolls that you don't think you're going to need, or you don't like the design on it, for example, or if you, when you're shopping, I mean, wrapping paper's fairly inexpensive these days, isn't it? So again, to donate some wrapping paper, perhaps you own a newsagent's or a card shop, or you know, something like that, where you sell wrapping paper, and they get them in those big boxes with about 50 rolls in it. You need some donations of those big boxes, don't you?
We need
a
lot of it. Yeah,
that would be useful.
Yeah. We also need the grotto presents to wrap as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, as you say, you've got your wish list, and I've got a copy of your wish list here. And, I mean, there are sort of six main categories. So you've got food and toiletries, toys and gifts, clothing for 0 to 18 years. And for that sort of thing, we're looking at pyjamas, dressing gowns, slippers, underwear, coats, jumpers and cardigans, jeans, leggings, shoes, boots, trainers. Toiletry sets as well. And I like the idea of fleecy snuggle blankets. That's rather good. Yeah. And we've just said wrapping paper as well. Stuff for schools as well, because it's amazing how many children's parents or responsible adults are not able to afford clothing and stuff for school. You know, you've got trousers, jumpers, shirts, all that sort of things, and stationery as well.
Kids can get, with one of my colleagues at work, her daughter's a teacher, kids get bullied if they haven't got the right stationery at school. Don't they?
Really?
They get bullied. Okay. So we gave them a load last year. We've had some lovely self-head teachers last year, didn't we, about the impact we've made. And it's quite... Because think about the schools are going to see the child who's tired, who's hungry, who can't function because they haven't eaten properly or whatever. So when they say they're really ready for something, we're happy to help them out, aren't we? But we gave quite a lot of stationery away last year.
Okay, so that's important. And... again, another really important category, you've got sweet treats. So we're talking of selection boxes, biscuits, sweets, chocolates. I mean, I went to the supermarket today and the foyer is awash with selection boxes that are all very competitively priced.
I mean, it's off about 80 pence. Such small selection packs in some places.
But again, you see, if you're going back to what you were saying, if you talk about that big gift under the Christmas tree on Christmas morning, the selection boxes are quite sizable, and there's all sorts of different types of chocolate and things that they can have in there. So that actually is nice that they can sort of gently graze, sheep may safely graze over Christmas Day and Boxing Day. Mind you, my selection boxes never lasted beyond Christmas Day. I think they were.
We try and do a main present, something like sweets or chocolates with it, don't we?
Yeah, that's right. So it's usually a main present, isn't it, and something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Now, another thing, you need a couple of Santas.
Yes, we've got 3 dates we need a Santa for. Santa's very busy this year.
So he needs help.
He needs a hand.
Tell me about that.
So, Hales on Bid are doing a Santa, meet Santa this year, and all the profit, every penny they make comes back to us at Santa's Black Country Toy Appeal, and they need a Santa for the 20th of November, the 4th of December and the 11th of December. We would want somebody who's got an enhanced DBS. We can do one if they haven't got one, but we will be undertaking full reference checks on everybody for obvious reasons. And it will be in Hales Owen.
Okay.
Briley Hill sorted, haven't they?
Yes.
Santa's staked his claim in Briley Hill. He's sorted for those. But Hales Owen need a couple of sports. Santa, no meet Santa, you see.
Right, so if you're free on the 20th of November, the 4th of December and the 11th of December, and you've either got enhanced DBS or you're prepared to undergo that vetting and disclosure, then get in touch with the team. I'll give you the contact details in a second, or I'll get Eileen and Trevor to do that. And, you know, what sort of qualities are you looking for in a Santa's helper?
They've probably got to like small children and be useful, wouldn't it? Not an aversion to small children. patient.
Jolly.
Yes. But you've got to bear in mind that obviously in this day and age, the old days of sitting on Santa's knee are not allowed.
No, that's
and the
right.
child will come in with a parent or a carer, so that's not a problem. There could be multiple children. We've had events where there's once four children trying to jump on Santa. he looked a little stressed, I have to say, because they all launched themselves at him. And the other thing is just the word of warning. Some of the children we get, they could get some quite sad stories. We had a little kid who was asking for something. It was Christmas dinner was all he wanted, wasn't it? Or daddy to get a job, and sick of being cold, they wanted some heating. So the main get a bit of emotional stuff, so somebody quite, what's the word, empathic and stay calm in a crisis when a child's weeping on them saying they've got nothing to eat and stuff like that. That's the only side of what we do, unfortunately. Isn't it?
Okay, so again, we could get in contact with you about that. Let's have your contact details then.
So you can message us via our website, which is bc-santa.co.uk. You can message us on Santa's Black Country Toy Appeal Facebook page. You can email us, santabctoyappeal@gmail.com, or call the Grotto hotline, please don't laugh, 07860 644 468. So, say all methods apart from carrier pigeon are acceptable.
I mean, if I'm honest with you, I've been prostating your phone number out during the last few weeks, if I'm honest. So, the Grotto hotline, 07860 644 468. Find the website bc-santa.co.uk. So, at the moment, you need toys, you need wrapping paper, and you need a Santa for, or a Santa's helper rather, for the 20th of November, 4th of December. And the 11th of
not
December.
A Santa's help, we need the actual
manager. Need the Santa,
yes,
yeah,
yes. Yeah. We have got a suit, and one size fits all. It's capacious, isn't it? So if it's a cuddly Santa, that's not a problem. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh, should we? But yes, you've got to think about these things, yes.
Now, Trevor's had raffle tickets in front of him. Eileen, you've got a certificate. Tell me about your certificate.
Well, last week we got invited to the Mayor's Awards, which should have happened last March.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Councillor Stanley was the Mayor then. And he was very adamant that we had to attend, wasn't he, Trevor? He was quite keen that we attended. And when we rolled up there, we found out why. yeah, because I got the runner-up award for the Frank Foley Award for Community Spirit for Santa. Somebody nominated us the previous January. We're not sure. There's multiple nominations for me.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who nominated me. I have my theories, but nobody's owning up, are they? So it was for Santa, which would have been 2019.
That's right.
Yeah.
And yeah, the lovely certificate, A4 certificate that's framed that Eileen's got. And it says, Mayor Civic Awards 2021, congratulations to Eileen Fielding, runner-up of the Frank Foley Award for Community Spirit. Mm-hmm. And that was sponsored by LaPalle House Care Home.
Yes.
Had an email from Georgia in Sedgley. She says, aren't these people lovely? Yes, Georgia, they are. They're doing some brilliant work. Well done to them. I think you would make a lovely Santa Claus, Clive.
Oh, there's a thought. Thank you, Georgia. He's very jolly.
And I do have an enhanced DBS check because we have two here.
he's digging himself a hole here,
yes,
isn't he, Georgia?
Yes, I know, I've just realised that. Oh, bless. There we go. So all the information on bc-santa.co.uk. Come back and keep in touch with us. Come back and see me before Christmas and we'll see where you are.
You invited us and we'll be here?
Yes.
And you need to come and meet Grotto HQ and Rap Central.
Yes, I'm going to do that, definitely. So Chief Elf and Deputy Chief Elf from Santa's Black Country Toy Appeal, otherwise known as Eileen and Trevor Fielding, thank you very much for talking to Friday Night Clive. That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 8 p.m. If you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by Clive Payne and produced by Andy Caddick.